It's the KDAL Morning Show with Dave Strandberg, Neil Atkins, and Bruce Siski on sports. Streaming at KDAL610.com.
Final hour of the morning show is underway here on a Thursday. We got a couple of special guests coming up for you. Anybody who basically lives, works, or travels through the city of Rice Lake knows that the traffic congestion there is an issue, especially during peak travel times. With both Rice Lake Road and Martin Road being county roads, St. Louis County Public Works has been studying the situation to develop plans for improvements, and they're doing this in partnership with numerous local jurisdictions, businesses, residents, and other stakeholders as well. Joining us to talk all about it this morning and about the Rice Lake Road Corridor Improvement Project, we've got Vic Lund, St. Louis County Public Works Director and Traffic Engineer. Morning, Vic.
Hey, good morning.
And also Suzanne Herstad joining us, the City of Rice Lake Mayor. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Dave.
Good to have you both along. Let's start out, Vic, with maybe some background on this entire situation beyond the traffic congestion. What are the issues that led up to the study, and how long have we been working on this project?
Well, we've been working on this project for some time. I think the first study I participated, Dave, was back in 2013. And we knew that at that time traffic was going to continue to grow. In fact, I would suspect that most folks who drive that road experience that directly. So traffic growth is a big issue. We also think about development. There is definitely interest for development on that corridor. And with development comes additional traffic. And lastly, Rice Lake Road plays a unique function. The purpose of Rice Lake Road is, we call it an arterial, which is to move traffic with limited access. And but that can be in tension with that vision for development. So we're trying to come up with a solution that will balance those needs, but also move traffic more efficiently.
Mayor Herstad, what are some of the things you're hearing from old residents or maybe experiencing yourself traveling through this part of your city?
Well, Dave, you know you're from Rice Lake when you complain about the backup of cars on Rice Lake Road. Every one of us travel that road, whether it's for personal or business, every day. And so we know that that is very congested during those peak times. But other things that I've heard from residents are the speed of traffic, the ability to just handle that traffic capacity. It just seems to be getting busier and busier. Safety is a huge issue. If any of us have ever tried to maneuver on or off Rice Lake Road, it is sometimes very difficult to do that. And then also, some businesses have contacted the city in regards to just not being able to get an access point for their potential business. And so all of those discussions are wrapped up into this corridor.
Lots of problems, obviously, and obviously no small project, too. As best you can for the listening audience, maybe describe, Vic, what we are considering, or you are considering, I guess, for solutions.
Yeah, so it's a pretty encompassing project. So we're estimating the project cost to be about $40.1 million. And there are several components to it. We're reconstructing Rice Lake Road, starting about at the Ridgeview intersection, going about two-thirds of a mile north of Martin Road, reconstructing Martin Road, so for about a quarter mile west of Rice Lake to about two-thirds of a mile east, constructing a new city street that would parallel Rice Lake Road but connect West Calvary to Martin Road, and then two roundabouts. That's a popular topic, I'm sure, by some folks, but at the intersection of Rice Lake and Martin, and also at the intersection of Rice Lake and West Calvary. And the reason for the West Calvary roundabout is because if you're on West Calvary wanting to make a left turn going into town, into Duluth, folks who drive that know that's a very sticky situation in terms of trying to find a gap in traffic and with its high-speed traffic. So that roundabout will certainly help resolve that matter. The last thing that we're really excited about is we're calling this a multimodal project, which means that not only are we going to improve the situation for vehicles, but also for pedestrians and bikes. So we're constructing trails along Rice Lake Road and Martin Road, and the trail would connect down at Technology Drive. And it's fascinating to think about that piece, because if we connect into Technology Drive, we're estimating that you could actually walk on contiguous sidewalks or trails of upwards of 400 miles.
Wow.
Just in Duluth. So just by simply plugging that in. So it's going to be a pretty impactful project.
Suzanne, you were on the city council for a while and now, well, still relatively new in your role as mayor of Rice Lake. What has it been like for you being a part of this project and maybe envisioning what it could do for your community?
Well, I can think of two words. It's been exciting and satisfying. When I was just prior to being on the council, hearing about roundabouts coming to our area, it was a firm and fast no from the community and no from the council. And it's been a few conversations in a few years where now we're at the point where we're like, you know what, we need this. We can be excited about this. This is an opportunity to fix our traffic problems and fix many problems along that corridor. But now we are ready to invite that commercial growth into that area. That's what Rice Lake needs, and our residents are excited for that. And I am too. So the satisfying piece is knowing that these conversations have been happening around many tables with different businesses and municipalities, and everybody's been heard. These plans have been ironed out, and now we're at a really cool time where we're ready. We're ready to see this project happen, and it's just in time because that commercial growth, it's happening, and we are just, we're so excited for it.
We're talking with the City of Rice Lake Mayor Suzanne Herstad and also Victor Lund. He's St. Louis County Public Works traffic engineer. And Vic, this project important to a lot of folks more than just Rice Lake. Talk about the regional significance of that Rice Lake Road.
Yeah, I mean, you think about in terms of how you get to the Iron Range. There's basically three ways to get up there, but two primary ways: Highway 53 and Rice Lake Road, which turns into Vermilion Drive. And one of the things that we did early on in this process is we reached out to several regional agencies, cities and townships, and we actually secured support by the council and township boards of four cities up on the East Iron Range, which would include Aurora, Babbitt, Biwabik, and Hoyt Lakes, and two townships up there, Biwabik Township and Colvin Township. And I personally visited with a couple of those cities and townships when they were considering this resolution. And they all said to me that even though folks live up on the East Iron Range, they still come to Duluth and Rice Lake Road, Vermilion Trail is how they get there. In addition to that, it's also a huge commuter traffic route because for folks who live north of Duluth, particularly in the Island Lake areas and other townships north, that's also like the main artery getting into Duluth too. So it's more than just Rice Lake, although that is the key focus of the project. But at the end of the day, we have to think about our transportation system as a network, and these things connect to other locations. We need to make sure that we keep facilitating that network.
Vic, I know we touched a little bit on the cost, but what is the process now moving forward? Do you have a timeline at all, or what happens next?
Yeah, so with a project of this magnitude, we cannot support it directly just based on county funds or program funds that we receive at the county for road construction. What that means is we have to look for dollars elsewhere, and we're actually looking at what's called the RAISE grant. It's a federal transportation grant as part of the new transportation law that was passed back in 2021. And so we're requesting $25 million with that RAISE application. It's due this month. Actually, it's due on February 28th, but we're planning to submit on February 26th. And if we're awarded, notifications will be made in June of this year. So we're crossing our fingers. I've been personally working on this funding application since last April.
Wow.
And we've been putting a tremendous amount of time and resources into it because if you're asking for a lot of money, you got to put in the time and the work. This isn't free.
Now, if people want to learn more about the project, I'm guessing they can go online somewhere, right, Vic?
Right on. Actually, I would encourage them to go to the St. Louis County YouTube channel. And you actually can see what's called we produced a video. It's about an 8-minute long video. It's called The Story of Rice Lake Road. Just go to the St. Louis County YouTube channel. You'll see the Story of Rice Lake Road video on there. It tells you all about the project. That's the best place I can encourage folks to go.
Fantastic. Victor Lund is St. Louis County Public Works traffic engineer. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Vic. And also Suzanne Herstad, the City of Rice Lake Mayor. Thanks both of you for joining the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you, Vic.
Important topic, obviously, for folks in the Rice Lake area, and as Vic said, throughout the region as well. 9:26 now.